Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast, listen, our Pod Squad are with me to separate the audio gold from the rubbish. And today we're chatting about Sea of Lies.
When two fishermen hauled up something unexpected from the depths, the body of a man.
No identification on him.
The pockets were turned inside out.
There was a cut on his head.
That didn't look right.
The only clue was the man's watch. The serial number led to a name. The name led to an address. And the address led to a shocking discovery.
There's a man living this address in the name of deceased after the discovery of the body in the sea.
One name, one address, but two different people.
Okay, so the Pod Squad with me this afternoon in studio, News Talk's Ellen Butler and Rory Galvin. You're very welcome, folks. Thanks for joining us. Ellen, what is this story all about?
Yeah, so as you heard there, it's centred around this great mystery. It starts with two fishermen off the coast of the southwest of England, Devon, I believe it is, and they haul up a body while they're out one day. And it kind of traces the story basically step by step from there. And without giving too much away, it sort of leads to the most wanted man in Canada, who has sort of wrapped himself around a number of victims over the course of decades. A very manipulative man. But it kind of is interesting how it ties from Canada to Devon to Essex to the north of England. And it kind of brings you along on that journey.
It's a true story.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a true crime podcast if that's your genre that
Which
you like.
Normally doesn't appeal to me at all. I'm not into it, and the whole thing about making entertainment out of people's lives is a bit uncomfortable. It depends on how it's done, and I think this is done very well.
Rory?
I'm not the biggest true crime person at all.
Right. I've
listened to a bit of Serial. I've watched Tiger King. So when I heard about this podcast, we were doing it, I was like, you know what? Something a bit new, something a bit different. And even then, I wasn't really hooked by the quality of the story. I feel like the mystery has to be there. And I feel like by episode one or two, like by the end of episode one even, you kind of know who killed the guy. And then it's more about why he did it. Does he get caught in the end? That kind of thing. So I wasn't too hooked by it, really.
How does this podcast separate from other true crime stories like this? Because it is the sort of murder mystery, Ellen.
It is, yes. Maybe I'm a true crime novice in showing because I was very drawn in by this whole thing, and you've all obviously seen through the presenter and the story as it started. I did find it was a little bit long, but I like the style he went with.
Who is the presenter, first of all?
Do you know, I don't have his name to hand.
Sam Mullins.
Yeah.
It's Mullins. Like a CBC, and it's like some series.
So yeah, the series has been going on for about 10 years, so he's obviously quite good at it. And I suppose it's kind of maybe a bit dry for true crime nuts. It's very like standard, here's Sam presenting the information. Cut to a guest, back to Sam, cut to another guest.
I don't mind that. Sometimes for true crime podcasts, I don't need it to be overly produced, and I don't tend to like a lot of bells and whistles with it anyway. Like
I don't like him telling jokes either. There's one bit where it is really dry. And then, but there's this one bit randomly where like a police officer's talking and then the host will go, oh, talk about ASMR. I'm like, why are you putting that in
at all?
A
little bit weird at times. Yeah, like that.
So they do try to throw in a few jokes and I don't think any of them land.
Maybe it's just Canadian humour, I don't know.
Yeah, in true crime. How many episodes?
It's about 7 episodes. They range from like 30 minutes to 40 something minutes.
Yeah, which story I like. I thought it was the perfect length of an episode. I've listened to 2 of them and I kind of felt at the end of the second one, I was like, "This." First of all, it's not Sunday listening. I separate my podcast listens into days of the week. It commands a lot of your time. You really need to pay attention. So that's why for me, it's not a Sunday podcast. It's probably good maybe if you're driving, you know, if you're in the car for a long period.
It's one of those where you're kind of invested in the story. I found it hard not to binge it. I was very compelled by the whole thing.
Why? What hooked you?
I think it was just the way he presented the mystery of it. Like you say, it was a news story. So for people listening in Canada, they're probably really familiar with this. So I don't think it was that you wouldn't know the details per se. Now, I wasn't familiar with it at all. But the way he presented the mystery, like he opens with talking about luck and how he doesn't believe in divine intervention, but that this is a story about luck and people being led to certain conclusions and how, were it not for certain incidents like that, this person would never have been uncovered. And that, I don't know, I find it very intriguing in that way. And he kind of continued on a similar vein for the whole thing. So there was a sort of this sense of, like, I don't know, a higher power intervening in this right. story, which maybe he deliberately did to make it a little bit more exciting. Because as you say, it was kind of, you know, just a standard police investigation otherwise.
Did you listen to all 7 episodes?
I did, yeah. I kind of half binged it, where sometimes I had to spread it out over a few days.
Right.
But when I did listen, it'd be like 2 episodes at a time, because always at the end they go, oh, but wait until you hear this. And then they kind of forces you to go into the next episode. There was a whole thing about luck as well. I did notice that. And I feel like it didn't really sell me as luck, because a lot of it was just evidence that the... I won't go into spoilers, but like the killer or whatever, mm-hmm. he just left kind of like a trail of evidence and they found it. I don't know how lucky that is.
Yeah, maybe the police officers aren't yeah. very pleased with the luck element.
And it takes place in like the late 80s, early 90s. So maybe that plays a factor into it, where like if this kind of crime happened today, it would be solved in like a week. You know what I mean? But it was grand. Yeah. And it worked as a good binge. It had like really high production values, and I did really enjoy, they did get like everybody involved
yeah,
in the interview, which I thought was impressive, because I've listened to true crime podcasts before where it's like a dramatization, or they'll get actors to voice out like written scripts, but this was actually quite high quality in the terms of the people they were able to get.
Mm. Did you enjoy it?
Yes and no. I think like the production value was there, the quality was there, it was all put together well. I just wasn't really grabbed by the actual mystery of the story itself.
You didn't really see the mystery in it?
No, because literally it's done by like episode 2, and then it's, you know...
Oh, I think that's a bit harsh. There's a bit more to it.
Yeah, okay, and then find out more about the killer and the other crimes he's done, but they're not nearly as interesting as murder, so I wasn't as hooked by it.
We're talking about Sea of Lies. Had you listened to this prior to us chatting
no,
about it today?
No, not at all. I hadn't heard of it at all, or of this series. But like Rory says, I was so impressed by the quality of the guests. Like, again, I don't listen to a whole lot of true crime, but I think it is pretty unusual to have that caliber of guest. And you can't underestimate how difficult it is to get people to trust you with their story like that.
No, it's a massive,
and I suppose
the passage of
time is about 30 years. And they were so generous with what they gave, like from his actual victims in Canada and England, the police officers involved. I was really impressed by that. Like, they're obviously, there's a great team.
They got every guest involved in terms of who they were able to speak to.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. And without giving too much away, so we get a full conclusion at the end of the 7th episode.
We do. And actually, interestingly enough, you hear the man's voice, which I found really chilling. I don't know if you felt that
the deceased
way
man.
No, not him.
The
perpetrator.
Don't say that. Yeah. Impressive.
that would be pretty good. But that's the one of the one people we haven't heard from throughout, and they even have a clip of him speaking in an interview, and it's just, I don't know, I think it wraps
it
up very
bit,
well.
Yeah, it was
chilling.
Listeners got in touch to say, I've actually listened to this podcast, Sea of Lies, already, and I thought it was great. I couldn't believe they had all of the officers from the investigation in it to contribute. Thought it was fascinating, Rory.
That is the most impressive thing, and if I was to recommend this podcast, if you are a true crime nut, I feel like this probably makes it stand out from the others, just by the amount of people they were able to get. Because if you're trying to get a police officer, they might not be willing to talk about something like
this.
But they gave pretty much almost everything. Mm. All the details of the case, all their experiences.
The one thing that will make me potentially stick with this podcast to the end after just 2 of 7 episodes from listening to you both here today in the Pod Squad, I like a podcast that, you know, has a nice ending to it. It's all wrapped up and with a nice bow on top, and we get a conclusion, and we've the whole crime, everything's sorted. So if I'm going to get that, I'll stick with it.
You will. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah.
Not to give too much away, but yeah.
You will. How many stars out of 5, Roy?
Oh, I feel bad, but I'm going to give it 2.5.
What? That's an outrageously poor result.
Is it? I don't know. It's right in the middle for me.
Yeah. So. Well, we're making this up as we go along. So 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you like to hate it at
well
an equal
put
measure.
Together, just the whole story wasn't for me. And I feel like that's most of it for me, what I need to have, like the story. And the story just wasn't there.
Ellen, you're making the case for Sea of Lies today.
I think I'm going to go with my first 5-star.
Wow.
Yeah.
5 out of 5,
really,
and you're not
impressed.
A true crime fan. Well, that doesn't get any better than that, does it? Listener here says, this story is years old by years, but I remember it, so I will be seeking this podcast out.
Definitely recommend.
Okay, so 5 out of 5 from Ellen, 2.5.
I'm in the minority, but that's all right.
Yeah, I haven't committed enough to it yet to be able to give it a rank. But I think on the basis of what you guys have told me today, I will stick with it to the bitter end. So what's that, another 5 episodes to go. We are talking about Sea of Lies. That is our podcast recommendation for this week. Our pod squad with me in studio, News Talk's Ellen Butler and Rory Galvin. Thanks a million, folks, for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.